This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, January 16th, 2026. The new 60-meter frequencies approved by the FCC in December will become available to amateurs as of February 13th, 2026, along with new power restrictions on those frequencies. It's a bit confusing as different rules apply to different segments of the band. The changes result from the FCC's action to approve a worldwide 60-meter amateur allocation made by the World Radio Communication Conference in 2015. As of February 13th, FCC-licensed amateur operators holding general class or higher licenses may operate on a secondary basis anywhere between 5351.5 and 5366.5 kHz, subject to maximum bandwidth of 2.8 kHz and maximum transmit power of 9.15 watts ERP. Here's the confusing part. The existing 60-meter channels centered on 5332, 5348, 5373, and 5405 kHz remain as secondary amateur allocations with maximum power of 100 watts ERP. However, the old channel at 5358.5 kHz is eliminated, as it is now part of the new 5351 to 5366.5 kHz subband and subject to the lower power limit. For all 60-meter transmissions, emission bandwidth is limited to 2.8 kHz or less, and amateurs must not cause harmful interference to and must accept interference from stations authorized by the United States, NTIA, and FCC, and other nations in the fixed service, and all other nations in the mobile service except for aeronautical mobile. Data or radio emissions in particular must be limited to transmission links so as not to cause harmful interference. Digital mode operators must be familiar with offsets in order to stay within the authorized frequencies. At the urging of the ARRL, the Federal Communications Commission is expected to exempt radio amateurs from foreign adversary reporting requirements. These rules would have applied to citizens of the listed countries, including those living in the United States, who hold or are applying for an FCC license. On January 8, 2026, the FCC released a draft report and order, that's an RNO, expected to be adopted at its January 29th meeting that will, as requested by ARRL, exempt radio amateurs from requirements that would have applied reporting requirements to every FCC-authorized radio amateur subject to the jurisdiction or direction of a foreign adversary. This included any individual, wherever located, who is a citizen of a foreign adversary or country controlled by a foreign adversary, and it is not a United States citizen or permanent residents of the United States. Foreign adversaries are defined in the draft RNO as China, including Hong Kong and Macau, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russian Federation, and Venezuelan politician Nicolas Maduro. The draft liberally cites ARRL's comments agreeing that the nature of the amateur radio communication, as well as other individually licensed radio services, poses minimal risk to public communications networks that can drain the commission personnel and resources to process the collection and attestations for each individual license would go far outweigh the benefit of the public or the agency doing so. You can read more at ARRL.org. Robert W. Bob Jones, VE7RWJ, a former top official of the International Telecommunications Union, ITU, and Canadian telecommunications regulator, passed away on January 7, 2026, at the age of 82. His early fascination with amateur radio led to a career in telecommunications and engineering. Jones was Director General of the Canadian Radio Communications and Broadcasting Regulatory Branch from the 1970s through the mid-1990s and led the Canadian delegation to various ITU conferences between 1977 and 1994 when he was elected as Director of the ITU Radio Communications Bureau, that's the ITU-R. Jones was an active amateur radio, first licensed in 1959 as VE3CTM, and International Amateur Radio Union, IARU Secretary Joe Harrison, W5ZN, noted that he was very helpful to amateur radio during his time as ITOR director, adding that when he retired, Bob became one of the IARU technical experts and worked with us for several years on WRC matters. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, noted that Jones will be remembered during a moment of silence for Silent Keys at this week's ARRL Board of Directors annual meeting. A celebration of life for Jones will be held on Saturday, January 17th in Kalawa, British Columbia. The Fredericksburg Repeater Operators Group, a licensed group of amateur radio operators in Gillespie County, Texas, now have their radio repeaters operational on solar power. Thanks to a grant from the ARRL Foundation, the repeater site can remain on the air without interruption during critical events despite loss of commercial power. For many years, the group has provided amateur radio repeater services to the community. They also maintain a set of repeaters located at a nearby Methodist Hospital Hill Country in Fredericksburg, Texas, to be used in times of public need such as the solar eclipse events of the past few years, severe weather events, and fires. These repeaters can provide backup communication should such be needed. One of the five hams who worked on the project, D. Heston, K7UD, said this means they will have communications during any kind of emergency event. The site is in a great location, and we have three repeaters operating 24/7, said Hester. Over the past 3 years, we had at least two events, a major fire and an ice storm, and without power, communications were not possible. Hopefully, we are now in a better place and better prepared, and it won't happen again. Duster added that the site will also benefit the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, as well as the Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, RACES. In addition to Hester, other members of the team included Dennis Robertson, W5FBG, Barb Schuyler, N9NM, Pete Schuyler, K90F, Keith Jenkins, KI5DFU, J.B. Neans, KL5GR, and Jim Lindy, K5EWS. You can read more information and visit the group's website. The Amateur Radio on the International Space Station ARES program is seeking formal and informal educational institutions and organizations, individually or working together, to host an amateur radio contact with a crew member on board the International Space Station, ISS. ARES anticipates the contact will be held between July 1st and December 31st, 2026. Crew scheduling and ISS orbits will determine the exact contact dates. To maximize these radio contact opportunities, ARES is looking for organizations that will draw large numbers of participants and integrate that contact into a well-developed educational plan. The deadline to submit a proposal is February 27th, 2026. Proposal information and more details such as expectations, proposal guidelines, and the proposal form can be found at www.ares.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. There are a lot of hams that are starting to operate through the satellites. If you're one of those hams, after you start getting comfortable tuning for Doppler and making contacts, you might want to consider taking an HT antenna on the road. Make a few contacts from another grid or another state. There are several programs you can find for a smartphone that will tell you what grid you are in, as well as tracking the satellites. If you happen to find a grid line or a grid corner, all the better. You can be that ham that gives two or four grids for one contact. After you make a few trips, you can apply for the AMSAT Rover Award. The award was designed to be easy to earn and promote roving. More information on it and other AMSAT awards at AMSAT.org. Hover over Satellite Resources and click on Roves, Grids, and Awards. Congratulations to Angel Zambrano, YV5NEA, for being the first ham from Venezuela to earn the ARRL DX Century Club with satellite endorsement. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, January 17th and 18th, the Hungarian DX contest, that's CW and phone. January 17th to the 19th, the Prodigy contest, that's digital. January 17th and 18th, the North America QSO party single sideband, that is phone. January 17th and 18th, the NA Collegiate Championship single sideband, phone. January 17th to the 19th, the ARRL January VHF contest, CW phone and digital. And also on January 17th through the 18th, it's the Feld Hell Sprint, that is digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, January 16th to the 17th, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention, that's in Fort Myers, Florida. January 30th through the 31st, the Jackson, Mississippi Capital City Ham Fest, ARRL Mississippi State Convention in Jackson, Mississippi. February 7th, the Hendricks County Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Indiana Section Convention, that's in Danville, Indiana. And remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in and around your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Caravan Radio Club in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.